It's time to get lit as fuck. Time to get yiped.
Yiped?
Yiped.
What does yiped mean?
It's like, I didn't make up the term.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to explain it.
Yeah, you don't really have to explain it. What the heck is yiped?
What is yiped?
Get yiped. Drink a Red Bull.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What? Why did that happen?
Welcome back to We Stay Late.
The podcast where microphones fall off the table. Oh, and horse. No.
Wait, give me a second. I have to set
that just collapsed. That was the second time that's happened on you.
For the listeners at home.
I'm just having a day, you guys.
Star's microphone has completely fallen off the table.
Hi, I'm Starlene Hodge.
From a distance.
From a distance.
I'm Spencer Stark.
And I'm Tony Braxton. No, I'm kidding. I'm Luis Gonzalez. Welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
Do I sound far away to you? Oh, there we go.
We all sound a little bit different today.
I changed our compression on these mics, and now we sound a little better.
Listeners, can you tell the compression differences?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Am I broken? I don't hear me.
No, you're not broken. You're probably just, you don't hear you?
No, I don't hear me.
Guys, we're having kind of a day.
I can hear you guys. I don't hear myself, which is weird.
That is weird. Let me see if I can turn you
What
off.
Can we do?
Nothing.
Oh, is it plugged in?
Oh, maybe it's not plugged in.
Are you plugged in?
Oh, there we... Wait.
Oh.
How's that?
That's a little better.
Okay, good.
Compelling stuff.
Compelling open. How long?
This is what we're supposed to do before we start.
I know. Well, but here's the thing. Your microphone fell off and we had to start.
We had to start.
That was the only choice we had.
We made the step. We have to move forward. Just like in life, you can't go back.
We had this whole discussion today.
Well, did we?
Yeah. Well, you were on the floor. You're like, sometimes things just go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I did
Remember
say that.
That?
See?
You're laying on the floor. You just got to get on the floor sometimes.
Sometimes you got to lay on the floor. It's a little bright in here today, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Star, you want to lean over and turn off that light?
Fine.
We're going to be filming these soon, huh?
I know. We are. It's coming up. We're
coming soon.
That's
we stayed late. On video.
And DVD.
And DVD. Blu-ray.
So,
Laserdisc. VHS.
What is it?
Betamax?
Betamax.
HD DVD.
HD DVD.
Re-released in theaters?
IMAX theaters.
Goddamn.
Okay, we're done.
How is everybody doing?
I'm just tired today.
I know.
Today's just one of those days. Look, Spencer saw me come in this morning, and I'm just like a mess.
And I was like, did you get sleep? Oh, no, it was yesterday. I was like, did you get sleep?
No, yesterday
and
I didn't
you
get
said,
any
no.
sleep.
And
I said, today I got maybe an hour more sleep than I normally do, which is still not a lot.
She is committed to making shit.
Yep, that's what's happening.
And then I just came in, and everything was a mess. I couldn't open doors. I kept putting coffee down. I didn't get the Aussie berry awesome thing that we were
Oh, yeah,
was
we got
giving.
Free acai bowls this
yes.
morning.
Yeah, the line was too long and it didn't move for like 20 minutes. And I was like, I got to go upstairs to work. I can't just stay in this line.
I know.
Yeah. And it was just, yeah.
They were good, though. I'll tell you what.
Were they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. It's
I never even had one before.
Really?
I went up. I straight up said, what are these things? And then he explained it. They're like berry. I don't know.
But see, you missed out on the nut butter.
Oh, yeah, I did miss out on the nut butter.
That was the best part.
I think my problem is that other people's coworkers kept showing up and like
and jumping in the line.
In
yeah,
the line.
A bunch of boogers.
See, Luis, you were ahead of me in the line, and Jeffrey and I thought about it. We thought about.
Wait, did you see me?
We were there with you. We were talking about you. We saw
what?
You. You and Megan.
You were talking about me?
We just said hi.
You didn't say hi to me.
Well, no, we said, we were like, oh, look, Luis is up
oh,
there.
Okay.
We're like, we should cut in line. And then we looked at everybody else in the line.
Yeah.
We were like, maybe we shouldn't cut in
line.
Okay.
So, well, everybody else cut in line.
Those bastards.
So I didn't get berries. But I did get the espresso machine thing. I always want to say espresso with an X. And then I always get corrected.
Espresso?
But
espresso.
It's espresso. And I'm like, whatever.
Is that like Espencer?
Espencer?
Yeah.
It's like, what is it? Mexicans can't say S, so they have to add the E.
Yeah. I'm Espencer.
Estar.
Which eventually gets to, like, can we just Estrella, Estrellita? And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But what is a star? A star is to...
A star? What do you mean?
A star,
oh, a star is to be.
Yeah, a star is to be. So you are...
So, a star?
You are,
I am to be.
You is.
My weird existential existence.
Through your name, yeah. Okay, well, we have so many questions that I think we should just jump right into.
Just dive right into this deep right pool.
We're going to try to get hopefully rid of all these questions.
Hopefully the pool isn't too cold.
Ooh, it's a little cold.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so the first one is, what will be the title for your autobiography?
Should have done more.
Oh, I love it.
Next.
mine is, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
I wanted just that. I wanted to do a journal comic that with that title, so that's always been in my head. So it'd be yeah, okay, sure, and then if there was a sequel, it's like yeah, it would be okay, sure, fine. Like it's just like it would just keep going along those lines of just being like, all right, that would be one. Just like, okay, all right.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know the answer to this question. I don't think I've lived enough.
You pulled a me.
I haven't lived enough. I haven't lived enough to know what my autobiography would be because I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's true.
I can't give you an answer.
You're not as good as that one girl. What's her name? Malia? No, that's not right.
No.
Who?
The girl. Who's the girl who wrote already a biography?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm Malia.
Her name
the
is...
the girl who got shot and yes. then, like, survived. Like, she took on ISIS and then they kept going to school and she's, like, a badass.
She's awesome.
50 Cent.
I am Malala.
I was close.
You're so close.
I was close.
Yeah, Malala's a boss. I don't know if you've ever seen
Spencer's
her talk.
Book title would be called I Don't Sleep. What Sleep?
I've been trying to sleep more, to be fair. I've been trying
you're
to do
worse
better
than
about
me sometimes.
Sleeping.
It's just for whatever reason you don't get affected because you're like a weird robot.
Yeah, that's true.
That I need a blood transfusion from you.
Okay, you ready? Right now.
I'm a super being. I think that was a good round. Let's move on to the next one. That was the quickest we've ever answered
that
question.
That was pretty good. Okay. This is fun. If you were a type of Pokemon, what type would you be? Like, would you be ground or electric or fire or water?
I guess a fire one. I'm coming to terms of me being a fire element.
You
I think
you're
I'm
fire
just
elemental?
Yeah. I can't. You know, I'm uncontrollable. I don't know where I'm going. It's just a wild fire with no control. Passionate.
I love
it. But yeah, you got to really hone it in to have some focus.
Yeah, you could.
If you don't, it's just going to spread without any, you know, real intention.
But then it could easily go out because it's not focused. It's just all over. So you have to rein it in.
You have
so
to rein it in.
Keep that energy. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm torn because my favorite Pokemon are like all the Eevees. I'm an Eeveelution person where it's just like, it's because they're all so cute and pretty and it's like you get all of them and it's just nice. So I don't know which one of those I would pick. So I think I just end up being a plain old Eevee just to be like, I have the potential. I'm not ready to pick yet. So I'm just going to be the one that I could eventually pick the thing I want to be.
They're damn cute, those
things. They're so fucking cute. And then they made the fairy one that looks like...
There's a fairy one?
Yeah,
I need to
and
look
it
at
looks
them.
Like a magical girl. It's so cute, but I don't know if I want, like, fairy powers. But
how
like,
many of the Eevees are there?
For every type of element, there's an Eevee now.
Oh.
I think there's except maybe a metal one. I'm not sure if there's a metal one.
Star, I think your microphone's been off this whole
time. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't sound right.
I don't know. Has it been off? Should we go
back
and listen?
I think it's generally
been off. Are we going to stop the podcast?
You're not. You're going to keep going because we keep moving forward.
That's the theme of the podcast. Well, she could share mine. Maybe I'll tilt, angle mine.
Can you put my thing back on? Just the mic itself has been
off? Oh, I was off. Hello? Guys, this is real life. You know, sometimes
things are really happening.
Things are really happening.
Am I even plugged in? Is this what's
I don't even hear you anymore.
I'm not
oh, yeah.
Here.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
You're here.
Are you sure? I still don't hear me.
Well, you're doing something over there that I don't like.
Ooh, I'm having
what
some
is
fun.
It? Wait. Here
oh!
I am.
Oh, yay.
See?
You weren't off the whole time. That was a different one.
I wasn't off. I was just, the volume was just bad.
Yeah,
oh,
the volume
good.
Was just a little too low.
When things go wrong, you just got to keep moving forward.
Life lesson from Life We Stayed Late. Yeah. Episode what? Like 16 now or something ridiculous? Yeah.
See, it takes time. It takes time. You're not going to get it right
Mike
from
Felson
day one.
Would be proud.
Yeah.
The title of this one is just I had a name and now I forgot what it was. It was something like along with like, just like, when something's just a mess behind the scenes in a production, like just like a clusterfuck.
What's the worst behind the scenes story? You have to tell what project it was, but what's the worst behind the scenes story you guys have? Like of working on things?
I remember falling asleep before a play started. And then I had to run to the other side. And I was in the, I was basically in like the first scene. So there was like 3 minutes happen, and then it would be, it would cut to me dead in a van, like falling out of a van dead.
Is that, was that who you were the whole time?
No, and then, oh, okay. And then later on, I became a dog that, I guess the dog fell from the sky. So we had this really cool rig that would hold debris. Mm-hmm. And so the room would flash, you know, and then it would go dark and you would just see all this debris falling from the sky.
That's cool.
And then I would jump from behind the bed onto this person's body and be like,
what were you playing?
Yeah, I was like, what play?
Oh, it was like it was an independent play. It was like the first time it was ever premiered, you know?
Interesting.
It was okay. Like a super
It was called
Big Death, Little Death. And it was for a company in Houston called the Catastrophic Theater Company. And it was the first time they were coming back. And so I played a dead person in a van, and then I played a dog. And I had to lick this person's face.
Cool.
Very weird.
Sounds good.
And then later in the year, I was in the play Rhinoceros,
okay,
by Eugene Ionesco. And I played a rhinoceros. And then
did you play the lead rhinoceros?
Well, he wasn't the lead. He was he was like just the no, because everyone turned into a rhinoceros.
Got it. Okay, but I thought you were in the play Rhinoceros and you were playing rhinoceros, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
It was kind of like I was like this asshole, and then the second act, people slowly started turning into rhinoceroses. Rhinoceri?
Rhinoceri?
I have no idea.
Rhinoceriana? So basically, we all turned
just
it into...
Just take a minute just to imagine that image.
My brain just went to the Umbrella song, and it's just like, and it's just like...
Slowly turning and evolving into an
outlet. So yeah, sleeping almost before a play started is the first thing that comes to mind. There's probably worse.
Anything that you've had to deal with, like not that was that, things that weren't your fault. Like
We had a movie, a Western, and the lead got drunk off of the shots because he was drinking shots set. And he doesn't remember the last bit of the movie. So I'm like, Nathan, kneel down right here. Because we paid I think $800 for this Western set. Like,
right.
We actually there. And it took all this money. And it was the sun was setting. So literally we were running out of time.
Yeah.
We could not come back. It took 2 hours to get there. 2.5 hours. Like, we had to get the shot. It was the final action scene. And I'm just yelling at him, Neil! Neil! And he's like a baby, you know, like some sort of big old baby.
Drunk baby.
Yeah. And then the next day, he's like, I don't remember anything that happened.
God. Oh, my
and
God.
So,
that's
insane. You just had, so happy to deal with drunks.
The ones I think of are ones that just, it just went on too long. So it's just everyone's just tired. And you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of the worst. But at the same time, that happens all the time. So it's not really the worst. It's just kind of part of the deal. But I'm trying to think. The worst one was it went on too long. But also there wasn't good ventilation in the room. And of course, there's lights. The AC is off because of sound. And people are trying. But good chunk of the crew. And everyone. And mind you, it's one of those where no one's getting paid. This is a free project.
Right.
And we're all doing this person a favor. And it's just they're not really appreciating that everyone's doing this as a favor.
Yeah.
And it's just we're here because we want to help make art. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick about it. But at the same time, it's people are being a dick because it's hot and you're uncomfortable. So it's a mix of everyone's just in their worst.
And it smells
moments.
Because there's no ventilation and it's hot.
It's just, and the actors are trying not to sweat because you're trying to go through the scene.
Yeah.
And then and it was just really uncomfortable, and one of the people who was doing boom mic passed out. They couldn't stay in the room. They couldn't.
Jesus.
They tried, and it was just then they were just starting to wobble, and it was you got to get outside, man. it was just a bad. But we got through it. Here's the thing: we did the shot. Everything was done. It was made. It was just very uncomfortable, and you're kind of and it came out actually really beautiful.
Great.
The final product was nice. But at the same time, it made me go, I don't know if I want to work with that person ever again, because that's weird. But at the same, I have to also remember, everyone was hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's...
Being hot in a small room is the worst.
Yeah.
It brings the worst smell out of everyone. You know?
Is that the worst part?
That's the worst for me, I think.
Being hot when I'm sleeping.
Ooh,
same.
That's the worst.
Same.
You know what I hate? I hate being hot when I'm going to the number two.
Oh, yeah.
And you're slipping, and it's sweaty, and you just...
I don't think I've ever experienced it. I think I've always made sure I've been
uncomfortable. You're in a hot, humid room, and you're just slipping off that seat. And you God. Just, and,
I don't
and it
think
smells.
I've experienced that. That's not... Or I've blocked that out. Like, that's just not in my memory.
The worst.
I remember being in Europe, and it was... one day, it was really hot, and... there was no air. Like, the bathrooms are really different in Europe.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how, like, lucky I was that when I came back to America, I was like, oh, I can just walk into a bathroom free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's air conditioned.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah. Like, you had to have money to go to the bathroom.
That's why it smells.
Yeah. That's why Paris reeks.
Because people are like, I'm not gonna pay. I'll just piss
yeah.
right here.
That seems counterproductive.
It does.
That seems really fucked.
It seems like a good idea to them because they're going to get money. But in the long run,
it just makes the... Yeah, I mean, like, the streets just smell of...
This makes me wonder
urine.
What Japanese people think when they travel, because they've got, like, the Primo toilets.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, they have it down to a science where, like, you're just going to have the most comfortable poop in the world.
Okay, then, Siri, wash my butt.
And then, like, coming here is probably like, oh, man, like, this is backwards. But I wonder if, like, if they go to, like,
they
Europe,
go to Europe
and they're just like,
what the fuck is happening?
I yeah. can't even imagine. I'd love to be with an Asian in Europe.
It'd be so funny.
Do Japanese people have porta potties?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have.
I wonder
sure
what a Japanese porta potty would look like. Like, if they actually were able to go all
hey,
out.
Hey, somebody tweet us a Japanese porta potty.
Yeah.
If anybody lives in Japan or has been to Japan or knows
Japan
really well.
Japan's, I was thinking Reina. I was like, Japan's in Reina. No, the other way around.
Reina
is in Japan.
Well,
right
Japan
now.
Is also oh. probably in Reina.
We should probably
fair.
Get her on this podcast.
We should get her on.
Yeah.
Reina.
I've had some going to film school. It was really crazy because you have you work on a lot of projects that none of them are paid, and you are just working because you're trying to get experience and make friends and make contacts so that they'll come work on your stuff. So I had a couple of, I think I've talked about the two that were really crazy before, the one where I stayed up for like seven
yes.
days, and then the other one where I got appendicitis.
Yes.
So those are probably two of the craziest for me. I had a guy. So when I was in high school, I was working at a production company that was actually doing stuff for, I think was it Discovery or something. I can't remember what it was, but they had like a reality show. And I was doing title design, like motion graphic design
right.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started doing more, like I was just kind of a freelance hire and I remained that, but I was doing a lot of stuff for them. And so I was like, look, I need like an art director credit or something on the
yes.
show if I'm going to keep doing this. 'Cause they weren't paying me like barely anything, like maybe $250 a month. And and it was but I was fresh out of high school,
totally.
It was freshman year of college, and it was just like they would call me up and be like, hey, can you make this title or can you make this lower third or whatever, and I'd do
yeah.
it. And then I ended up having to call them a couple of weeks into college and be like, look, I'm not gonna have time to like do any of this. I'm
yeah.
sorry, like you're gonna have to find somebody else to do it. And we're, you know, I'm from a small town, so like I was kind of one of the only ones in the area
yeah.
that knew
yeah.
After Effects.
Yeah.
And so he was like freaking out because he didn't know where he was going to go. And then it was the weirdest request. He was like, well, I know you can't do that, but is there any way that I can have you, I'll pay you. But like, is there any way that I can just have you like, my son plays football at a high school
uh-huh.
In Laguna Beach.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way that I can have you just like every Saturday go down and film his games for me?
I used to do the same thing.
And I was like, no. I'm not every Saturday for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
No,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No.
That's not, because he was going to pay me like $50 to go and do it.
No.
No.
And I was like, that is not, he was like, but you're already there. You're already down there. And like, I don't get to see my son very often and all this stuff. And I was like, dude, this is my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up every single Saturday.
That's terrible.
That's a
every single Saturday
request.
Night.
We have a party. You'd like to come? I'm sorry. I got to go film this football game.
In Laguna
yeah.
Beach for some dude who's paying me a fourth of what I should be making for what I'm doing for them.
Jeez.
Anyway, it was such a weird request that I was like taken aback. I was like,
What a
jabroni. I thought you valued my work, and now you're just like telling me to go shoot a football game. I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, no.
Just weird requests like that. But I mean, clients are always very strange. It doesn't matter what job I'm doing. I always run into like weird requests.
I think it's hard for them to know how much to pay or ask for because they just
especially
don't
if
know.
They're in a small town like yeah. that. Yeah, it's a little weird because they don't have a frame of reference. But they were like making a show, so they should know.
That's
but,
true.
You know, but like I'm sure you get a ton. I mean, both of you guys do freelance. I'm sure you get a ton of weird requests from clients.
I used to, not as much anymore.
I'm at a situation where I think I need to raise the price on one client, but I really like him. And he was the first one I had when I came to LA, but now it's just like impossible to.
You should just be honest. Be totally upfront and honest.
And the thing is like I have to cut like 5 of these episodes, and they're probably like 10 minutes long.
Jeez.
17 minutes recorded, kind of source PBL style. And I'm just like, I'm just not wanting to do this work for like
the
a low amount
at.
Of money. Yeah. And I can't go to him and being like, hey, I know we promised this amount of money, but I need to raise it up in the middle of the project.
Yeah, you can't do
that.
Yeah.
I know I can't do that. So probably, and he will, we'll probably shoot some more, but probably at the end of this project, I'll just be honest with him and tell him, you know, hey.
I would say like once the project's done, you get paid.
Yeah.
Like if you know, like I don't know how quick he requests for stuff again.
Yeah.
But if you could kind of figure out the timing before he asks you about the next project, just go to him. Just a
right
email
away.
Like, hey, by the way, like I'm happy working with you, but I'm letting you know in advance my rates have gone up.
Yeah.
So
well, especially because I think when I was with him, I wasn't working for SourceFed.
Right.
And so now I'm working for SourceFed. Now we're Group 9. Group 9's picking up pace.
Yeah, we're
doing
a lot of stuff.
I'm doing some more stuff on my own. And so it's just like that freedom of time that I had before is gone.
Yeah, it's just making – I feel like asking before he asks you about a new project makes it feel less like, oh, you're trying to like raise your rates on me.
Yeah.
Like as personally versus like, hey, by the way, across the board – I'm raising
my
rates.
Yeah, for everybody. Yeah.
Letting you know before you even ask me so you could decide for yourself if you even want to bother asking.
Yeah. I feel like it's fair. It is at an astronomically low price, and I'm just debating now. It's like, do I want to raise the price or do I want to raise the price and hire an assistant editor to do all like the, you know,
small stuff
that I don't want to do anymore, like sync and cutting out bits that I don't want, collecting assets, like images for things, you know? And then I can go in and finesse everything up. But then that would bring the price up because I also don't want to underpay the assistant editor.
Right.
So it's like it's debating between
Well, and I think that you know, we're kind of in a similar we can't talk too much about it, but like we're kind of in a similar place here where we have to figure out exactly because we're getting more projects that are coming in, which is really exciting.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have some really cool stuff in the works, but we have to figure out like how exactly we tackle that with the staff that we have and who we, you know, who we can bring on to help us be able to turn out all of those projects, because with Shark Week, we were really focused, you know, especially during production and post-production, just solely on that.
But the success of that
has brought in other things.
With more projects, which is great.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and are in some cases are directly tied to us. Like the project we're working on right now, some of the feedback was that they watched that and said we wanted to do this next project, which is really, really cool.
It's a great compliment.
It's a
like,
great
I like
compliment.
Your work.
Yeah.
Because
like
especially
vibe,
because they
like,
weren't
you
sure
got
about
it
before.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You could do this.
I get it.
Yeah.
You can
but
do
now
it.
It's that video game level where you're like, all right, I beat level 1, level 2. And then they're like, all right, now like you're
level
good at
five,
it. Like,
yeah.
Here you go.
It's
level
5.
Five
mission.
You're like, oh, God. Wait.
Yeah,
wait,
more
I gotta...
episodes,
shit.
More yeah,
yeah,
more more logistics to handle, and also multiple projects, and so I think it's going to be interesting to see how we kind of tackle, and hopefully after we get done, we can talk about the process that we went through for that. So for people, I know this is kind of like just a teaser, I guess, but like for people that are listening that want to do this kind of stuff, like how that works and how you gear up to do shows and like what you know how you tackle those things because. Frankly, we're doing this for, you know, for the first time in the sense that we're kind of doing it on our own for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and the actual work is not the first time we've done it, but as far as like building a whole team to be able to tackle more than just that one project.
And basically a new like medium, like working
right,
on, the,
yeah.
on a new
and
platform.
In new mediums and new platforms and trying to create like forward the medium that yeah. we're working in. Especially with all these different, like, there's so many OTTs now. There's so many, like,
OTT. You want to let them know what that is?
It's like, I don't even know what it stands for, but it's basically just like, it's like a Netflix or a Hulu yeah. or a, like one of those. It's basically a platform where video lives. Yeah, good call, because I had no idea what that was.
Yeah, I was sitting here, I was just like, what the heck is OTT?
Because that word is thrown around a lot.
It's thrown around a lot. It's basically the word for all of the, like, new
It means
platform.
Video, but not TV.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, there's a bunch of them that are kind
Off
of cropping up right now.
Television.
Verizon has one, AT&T has
AT&T
one.
AT&T has one?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't know if AT&T has an OTT themselves, but I know they're producing stuff.
Over-the-top content.
Oh.
Is a term used in broadcasting and technology business reporting to refer to audio, video, and other media transmitted via the internet as a standalone product.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. That's why they call it OTT.
That is without an operator of multiple cable or direct broadcast satellite television system.
Oh, so it's like it's over the top of them?
Yes.
Got it. So we aren't going through a cable operator.
We're going over the top.
We're going over the top. That makes more sense. Okay.
I
thought it was like, it was more
like
ambitious.
It.
That was my first input.
I still don't like it. I like off TV something. I want off TV, in other words.
OTC?
Off TV content?
Off television content?
Yeah, I would go OTC.
OTC?
OTC.
Yeah, you know me.
I mean, I really think that everything's moving that direction, though, so it's really exciting to be... I mean, like, frankly, the way that cable is now is not going to survive very much longer.
Nope. But you heard Netflix is in debt, right?
I mean, yeah,
I heard about that.
But they've been in debt for a long time.
Guys, there's too much content. I know we talked about that earlier, but you and me had this conversation how before content
you and I
was
did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How content before did not come out as often when we were younger.
Yeah.
And it allowed us to really
Thanks for the adding of the ER.
Yeah. when we were able to geek out and nerd out because we had to wait and we had nothing
and
else.
And everybody watched those things
right.
because
you
they
had
were the
to,
things that were on TV.
You had to sit on it. You had to rewatch the VHS. You had to just, you know, wait until the next movie came out. You didn't have anything at your fingertips.
See, I miss those live
And something will come out and then the
things.
Next day it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you can't fan over that anymore. You know, you have to just – it's like a crazy train. You just got to keep moving forward, and there's so much content that it's insane.
See,
Netflix
I
is giving
like
me –
I
like
that back in the day because I missed mostly everything. Like,
see, but I think
I'm really pop culture deficient when it comes to a lot of the stuff that happened back in the day.
I think that there's something about like going through an experience with a bunch of people – and it being live and you coming
and
to,
sitting with it.
You coming to, I mean, it still kind of happens with things like Game of Thrones
right.
and like when Breaking Bad was happening and like all those kinds of things where when the episode would hit, then everybody would come to work and talk about that the next day. But I really feel like if there wasn't as much, and here's the thing, like we're in an industry where we want to be making content
and
we are making content.
Yeah.
And so it's like for me to be saying this sucks and hurts because like I want to be able to make shows
yeah.
and I want to go on and like do work on these platforms, and so it's hard because like I want them to be offering shows, but like I feel like there's too much,
so much,
and I feel like if we were able to bring that in a little bit, tailor that in a little bit, that you could actually have those like community experiences, because right now everybody watches different shit because there's so much out there that there's no like show that everybody's kind of watching that everybody can come to work and talk about because everybody's watching different things and everybody's at a different place in the season because you can watch it whenever. But when that show is only on TV and you have to watch it on Thursdays, even if you have to like, you know, whatever, if you have TiVo or whatever it is, like at least you're getting a TiVo. God. I'm so old. At least you get that like same day thing where you can like go and talk to people about those things. I don't know.
I
miss that.
I feel like 2012, 2013, there was a sweet spot of like content was coming out on Netflix. Some like, you know, like Orange is the New Black was coming out. House of Cards was coming out. There wasn't that many Netflix shows.
Yeah.
There were still movies that, you know, it just wasn't as intense. Now I feel like you said AT&T's coming out with stuff. Verizon and
which I like professionally because it allows us to have platforms to work on. But like personally, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being old. Maybe I'm just like back in my day, there weren't as
it's
many
the
shows.
Problem of having too many options. When you have too many options, you get overwhelmed.
Yeah, and you don't, and you can't watch all of them.
So that's the
thing. I feel like the bubble is going
to
break.
And you just have to accept that you're nowadays. It's you're going back to you're going to miss some things.
Yeah, you have to. You're going to miss.
You're going to miss some things. I haven't caught up on House of Cards. I want
to. You can't catch. No, it's impossible.
I haven't watched a single.
To sit down to like watch a new show without. Like everything I'm watching now is stuff that I know is formulaic. It's a lot of reality TV because I'm working while I have something on. So I need something that I can't. I don't have to like
think about.
Like siphon my brain to and pay attention all the way so I can keep working. So I'm missing out on like a lot of stuff that came out that I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to see that right now.
Yeah, I haven't watched a single episode of Game of Thrones. Not a single one.
But
well,
you said
you were waiting.
I am
waiting. Yeah,
but it was mostly because it got to like it was last season when I decided I was going to wait because I was like, it got to a point where I was like, I can't catch up.
Yeah,
I just might as well just wait until it all comes out and then watch it as a big giant 3-day movie. You know.
I want you to be, like, because you do you know anything about
it? I don't know. Here's the thing. I know certain things about it. I know, like, supposedly, spoiler alert, fast forward 15 seconds if you don't want to hear the spoilers that I apparently know from past seasons. Like, Jon Snow maybe died and then maybe came back. I know that Hodor was because he said hold the door, but I don't know what any of that means. So, like, and I know White Walkers. And I know the names of some of the, and I know like the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Do you know what the Red Wedding is?
I know that lots of people die.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew about that too. I was spoiled about that, and I rewatched it. Yeah.
Such a bummer. That was what I wanted to see. I'm like, I need you the episode. Whenever you get to the Red Wedding episode, I need a recorder. I need someone to like.
That was
sit
like the first big reaction.
God,
thing.
It
everyone
was so
recorded
good.
Themselves. Yeah.
Because I was a book reader, so like. I knew when I got to that part of the book, like, because I was reading, I don't know where it was, but I was reading it, that happened, and I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding. Like, I didn't even want to go to the next page, because it was just like, it was so graphic about, like, a bunch of people die. And I put the book down and walked away, and I was pissed. I was just like,
I
stomped around,
I love it.
Angry, and I was just like, ready to be done with the series, like, just like, like, what's the fucking point? and then, of course, like, half an hour later, I'm like, well, I gotta keep going. And then I, like, finished the book, and it was great. So knowing that I had that moment, I was just like, oh, man, TV show people, that's gonna be
here it comes.
Wonderful. And sure enough, I made sure to be around people who don't read the books, and I was watching that scene come. I was like, here it comes, and I just looked at them. Like, and it was beautiful. It was that same like same thing happened. They screamed, they stood up, pointed at the TV, what the fuck? And then it was just like just the same anger, and I'm like, yes,
so
you understand.
When you watched that episode, like after, you know, the title sequence, did you know that was going down that episode, or how long before that scene happened?
I knew it was coming,
you know?
Soon, like I I knew it was coming.
Right.
Yeah. And so it just made me happy. And then it was like another scene later on. There's another like big character that I knew that was coming. And I was just like, oh, excellent. But what the show did, like I screamed on the show because like I wasn't expecting it to be book graphic or book accurate and as graphic.
Yeah.
Because for the most part on the deaths on the show, they like, it's weird, they tame them down. Like the book is really descriptive.
Yeah. There's so, that big, the big death in season one, you don't.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. But like, and they,
oh, yeah,
they don't show
one.
It,
that's
you
right.
know, and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that. Yeah. But like, so like later on when there's other characters that like die, like, and when it happens, I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's how they did that.
Yeah.
But there was one in particular that was just like, oh, no, you guys, oh, that's, whoa, oh, you're just showing it. You're like just getting, like, they're zooming in on the camera and just showing the details. So even I screamed, even though I was like screaming, but also looking at the people watching, like, son of a bitch.
See, here's the thing. It's like, I just assume everybody dies in that show.
Yeah, you have to.
You kind of have
just
to.
Just assume everybody's going to die.
Even
and then
now,
I'm not surprised.
I'm assuming all my
dies.
Favorites are going to die. I don't expect any of my favorites to live.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I'm going into the show, is just not getting tired. I know I'm going to fall in love with the characters and then Because it's exactly the kind of show that I enjoy and that I would enjoy. And so I'm just afraid that, like, I'm just going to be torn.
Highly recommend the books as well, even though I don't even know if we'll ever get the ending of the books.
You just finished Dark Matter.
I did, and it was fantastic.
I know we don't want any spoilers, but you liked it, right?
It's probably one of my favorite books.
Who's it? It's by... trying to remember his name. It's a guy who wrote Wayward Pines. Blake,
oh man, I don't remember his name.
I'll look it up.
You're looking it up, yeah.
But
Blake Crouch.
I think it's Crouch. But
I'm trying to remember the book cover.
So little backstory. I read the book like a couple of months ago. And I fucking loved it. But it's again, it's one of those books that like it's a sci-fi book. It's weird.
It's
and
sci-fi,
it's,
romantic action.
It's got
thriller.
It's Blake Crouch. It's got a huge like, the heart of it is actually like a romance, which is weird because it's not what you would expect at all from the book. But it's all about basically like him trying to get back to love.
Yes.
And it was amazing, and I loved it. I didn't know if anybody else had read it, and then you guys decided you were going to do it for your book club on Slack. By the way, if you're not on the Slack, get on the Slack.
Get on the Slack.
We're doing Harry Potter this month.
Yeah, we're starting Harry Potter, which I've never read, so.
It's going to be so exciting.
It's going to be so good. Luis, I want to hear all your opinions.
I'm going to start reading it. The first chapters I'm reading this weekend, so I'm going to come in Monday with a couple chapters under my belt.
Wait, okay, so Dark, again, no spoilers, but like Dark Matter, like when did you figure out like what was happening? Do you know what I mean? Like there's that moment where you figure out what's happening.
Probably.
When was that for you?
I mean, I thought it was something else at the beginning, and then it obviously just told me what was happening. Probably.
That's right. There is a point where they just end up telling you.
Yeah, they end up telling you, and I don't know. I thought it was something else. It became what it really happened.
Yeah.
But even giving that information, it really does build off of that into a whole new territory. So you think you know what's going on, and then you get to the third act, and it introduces
this whole
new concept.
Oh, it's so cool.
That has been building the whole time, and it leaves little like breadcrumbs about it, that it's a possibility. Yeah. You know, and so when it finally reveals, you're like, whoa, 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 let me try to wrap my brain around
it.
It's
such a cool I just remember that moment where in that third act, and I was like, I can't believe this is where this is going, and I'm so excited.
I thought it was
going
to go another direction. I thought he was going to imitate something that was already done by another character.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
we're
going to
go
down
that journey.
Yeah, but it didn't.
But it didn't.
Yeah,
I thought he was
so
gonna,
smart.
I thought, I thought he was going to be like, okay, this character becomes what the villain was.
Right.
But no, that's not what happened.
Are you very confused?
Here's the thing. I'm enjoying this going like, oh, this is what the audience, if they haven't read the book, this is exactly what this feels like. I feel like I'm one of the listeners instead of like, it's just like, oh, okay, this is what it is.
You gotta read it.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but it's like they're really into it.
You gotta read the book.
Charming.
Dark Matter, Blake Crouch. I can't recommend it.
I downloaded the audiobook. I just haven't gotten to it.
Oh, you gotta. It's short. It's short. You can finish it. I think I finished it in like maybe a couple of days.
Yeah.
The audiobook.
I read
and
the last 100 pages
Spencer,
in a day.
When do I have time?
You listen to it on your way to and from work.
I have so many things to listen to as well. Like, you know how many podcasts? I just like put in like.
That's what I'm saying. There's too much content. There's too much
content.
You can't get through it all. There's too many podcasts. If you're not listening to this podcast, I understand.
That's okay.
If you are listening to it, which.
Thank you. If you are listening to it, then it's a deeper appreciation of like, thank you for taking the time.
Because there's so much and we really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then we're doing Harry Potter this month, and then the poll for next month is going up today.
Yeah,
tomorrow?
I guess so.
Something like that. So it'll be up soon. So if you guys want to vote on what we're gonna do in September, you should go join the Slack. The link is in the Twitter bio. Is in the show Twitter bio. And you can join us and we'll get to talk about that.
Where we
talk about
Harry
everything
Potter
on there.
And the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah. Are you reading Sorcerers or Philosophers?
I think I'm going to buy the Philosopher's Stone version. It's different.
It's fine. It's honestly not that
I hear they sub out some words like bread and muffins.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I listened to the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. So I grew up with the Sorcerer's Stone. So I have no idea.
Nothing popped out at me
that was different. It just was. I think they probably switched some words.
I think they call soccer football. I think they switched it over.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, because at some point they talk about Quidditch, and I guess he compares it to soccer for like a hot second. You know, like just because it's a team sport.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
next question.
I'm really excited, but I never got to answer the Pokemon question.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah, do that.
I think that I would be...
So you weren't thinking about it this
whole
time?
No, no. I think I would probably be, like, electric. I think that's what I would be.
Yeah.
I think I would be an electric
Pokemon. Would you be a...
little Pikachu?
Pikachu.
I think I'd be a Pikachu.
I don't see it.
Jolteon?
No, I'd be a Jolteon. No. Hell yeah.
With your hair, you have it too.
I don't see that either.
What do you
see? Electrobuzz.
I'm trying to figure out. Here's the thing. I'm not familiar with electric type Pokemon very well. So I don't. I'm trying to figure
if
out
you
which
had
ones.
Magnetron? Magnet? No, you're not one of those.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I'm trying to figure out which ones have his hair.
Is that the only thing? Is that my defining characteristic?
Kind of, yeah.
That's okay with me. Okay, cake or pie and Justify. Go.
Cake.
Oh,
thanks,
pie.
Mango.
I want pie. I like apple pie.
Mango asked the question, cake or pie? Just
I'm a pie man myself.
You're a pie man? What kind of pie?
Apple pie. Put a little ice cream on there.
Oh, I think we had this discussion.
Hot.
I think somebody asked us this before.
If any of you want to deliver and mail some pie with ice cream.
Okay, so I have a place right next to, like it's right near my house. It's walking distance called House of Pie.
Yes.
I know House of Pie.
You know House of Pie?
House of
Pie
is great.
In Los Feliz? It's awesome. Their food is like Denny's or worse. Mm-hmm. It's like that level. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, it's like probably like $3 or $4 more than Denny's.
Yeah.
So it's more expensive, but it's not nearly
it's
as good.
It's an old school place. It's been around forever.
It's super old school.
And like, it's in an expensive part
of
town now.
Yeah. Their pies are so good. Luis, you have to come. We'll go get some pie.
Yes.
It's so, I get, there's a Bavarian chocolate. You ever had Bavarian chocolate
that
pie?
That sounds very...
I think I have. See, I'm not a pie person.
See, it's... Okay, so Bavarian pie is basically... it's not like chocolate... It's not like a chocolate pie. It's like a... it's like if you took the middle of a Three Musketeers and you put
it
in a pie. Yeah, it's like a mousse.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm not... Here's the thing. Like, even cake, I'm barely a cake person between the two options. Like, I'm not... I'm
what
just,
are you? See, I'm a cookie person. I'm
see,
a big cookie person.
See, I like cookies. I like.
We always get on dessert somehow.
Yeah. I like cookies. If I had to pick a pie, I like a cheesecake. So it's like not even really like it's more of like a it's
yeah,
a custard.
Yeah, cheesecake is good.
I like a custard situation. I'm not like if it's a cake, I don't like chocolate cake. Like I don't like chocolate in cake.
Interesting.
I think chocolate is made for cookies and brownies, not for cake.
Have you ever had just like the cookie dough they make where you don't it doesn't have eggs in it and you just eat the cookie dough plain like raw? I think I brought it in.
You brought it in, yeah. It was
you
super
had
good.
Have you ever had any of that?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's so good. You got to make it. It's like cookie dough.
It's just the it's the powder with the water without the egg in it.
No, you can make it from scratch. Like we made it from scratch when we made it, and you just make it. It's like making cookie dough, but then you don't. They have a special recipe so that it gets like that texture.
So here's what's funny. I like cake batter. I'm not into cookie batter.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Weirdo.
That's
weird.
What a weirdo.
It's a weird mix. It's a weird mix.
That's very strange.
Like I'll straight up lick like cake batter all day every day. But,
yeah.
But as soon as it's like if it's cookie batter, I'm like I'd rather just bake this. I want my like little crispiness to
this
it.
This is a different kind of cake, but I'm gonna throw it at you. Hope you can catch it.
Catch it.
Cheesecake.
I said that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I was looking up House of Pies.
Cheesecake is a pie. Here's the thing. Cheesecake is a pie. It has a
see,
crust.
See, that's why I like it.
Yeah. It's just a tricky name, but it's definitely a pie.
It's definitely a pie.
It has a crust.
God
it has
damn
a
it.
Filling.
This is another... our conversation about the sandwich.
We can't even
we can't
start
do that.
That.
We can't.
Guys, we had a heavy conversation about sandwiches in the Slack. Let me ask you a question because not everyone's on Slack. Is a hot dog a sandwich? I'm not going to continue with this conversation.
What
you
constitutes
decide.
A sandwich? Is it a piece of meat between two pieces of bread?
I've literally spent about 2 hours yesterday on Twitter in a separate group conversation about the same thing that came up organically on its own. So not only did it come within the Slack, but in Slack, at least it settled pretty quickly,
it's
and that
it
was
did.
Fine. But 2 hours on Twitter. Go on my Twitter and look up, like just you'll see. how many replies.
Also, follow Star on Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Starline X. I went off. on, and here's the thing. A hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh, shit. Sandwich. Hot takes, Starline X.
Hot takes here on We Stayed
Late. And tacos
late.
Are not. That's just throwing that
tacos
out there. Tacos are not a sandwich. Someone was trying to throw that in there into the conversation. No. Tacos are not a sandwich.
You know what else isn't a sandwich? An egg roll.
Nope.
I think you could make the argument that an egg roll is a sandwich.
See, this is how conversation...
Bullshit. Definitive right now. I'm going to say it. A sandwich, hand-sized, two or more pieces of bread. The filling can be meat or a cheese or anything. It's just a food-type filling.
Okay.
I will give you that. But and also the secondary thing is a split roll, which is why a hot dog is a sandwich.
Right, because it's subs. Like
Subway. Because you can't, if you exclude the hot dog, you have to exclude hoagies and subs and meatball subs and things like that. All of those are for sure sandwiches. So a hot dog, while weird, I admit.
Wait, we had this.
It's like the platypus of sandwiches.
We figured this out. Okay, so a hot dog is the square.
Yeah, this was also on the Twitter. Somebody came to my defense on it on Twitter and described, they're like, okay, look, a square is a rectangle, but you don't think about it that way, but it is. A square is a rectangle.
If you ask somebody to draw a rectangle, they're not going to draw you a square.
No.
They're going to draw a rectangle, but a square for sure is a rectangle.
Right.
It has its own unique name, like whatever. Like it's become its own thing. The hot dog is the square of sandwiches.
Yes. You know, it's taken me days to admit it, but I think I'm slowly accepting it like a virus that's infecting my body. I will accept hot dogs as sandwiches because the evidence for it is compelling.
It's compelling.
Yeah.
And that's what convinced me.
I spent 2 hours.
And it is, you're right. It is the square.
So tweet at us. Let us know if you think a hot dog is a sandwich based on
fight on this forever, Star's, I think.
Star's argument. And also, is an egg roll a sandwich?
No.
No, because it's wrapped around.
But that's your definition of a sandwich.
But
here's the thing. Wraps and burritos are wraps and burritos. They are not sandwiches.
Is a quesadilla a sandwich?
No! Okay.
Yes, a quesadilla is a sandwich.
God damn it.
Here's the solution to that, because I thought about this too. I've thought about this a lot in the past couple days. Okay, if a quesadilla is made with one tortilla, it is not a sandwich. If it is made
Wait. But what? If you take the quesadilla and you fold it in half, it's technically a slit open.
One piece of bread. Here's the thing. The only exception to the half roll, it has to be a half roll, an actual bread. Otherwise, if it's one tortilla, that's one piece of bread. That's one bread material.
But I use two tortillas.
If you use two, I will give you that's a sandwich because that's like a grilled cheese.
Damn. But then you have to say that. But what if I take a tortilla and I cut it in half and then I put cheese on one side and put cheese on the other side?
That's fine. That's
okay,
a sandwich.
But then what's the difference between that and
it's
just taking it in the pan and folding it over?
It's literally making it from one piece to two pieces of bread material.
Oh, shit.
That really is the definition. I sincerely thought about this.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you did that, if you had to keep one tortilla, all of a sudden you're getting into the taco is a sandwich thing. And I refuse. That is my line that I am drawing.
Yeah.
A taco is not a sandwich.
Oh,
a taco
God.
Is a taco.
My whole, understanding of sandwiches is just blowing up.
That's why
up.
I said two or more pieces of bread and a split roll is, I think, just... Even though they're together, they're treated and considered essentially
but
two pieces of bread.
But a burrito is not a sandwich, is it? Are
no,
you consider-
a burrito is a burrito. A burrito is wrapped around. Burritos and wraps, I would argue, are in the same
is
like, family.
Is an egg roll a burrito?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I would say an
egg roll is a burrito. Okay, so we've settled that. An egg roll is a burrito. Sorry to anybody who already tweeted at us that an egg roll is a sandwich because I've been convinced an egg roll is a burrito.
And hand size is really, really important in here because otherwise you're going to start calling Oreo sandwiches, even though on the packaging, or it says Oreo cookie sandwich.
Cookie sandwich. It is a sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
Here's the thing. For their branding, whatever, they could call it whatever they want, but it's too small. If you could eat it in one bite...
So what you're telling me?
What about little sliders?
Sliders at least are two bites, man.
But what if I took what if I made a big Oreo?
If you made a big Oreo, then for sure it's a sandwich.
Okay,
awesome.
What about
that's the thing? Here, the rule is it has to because somebody was trying to be like, oh, what about pizza and all this? I was like, if you put two pizza slices together, and
that's
put
a pizza
it on top
sandwich.
You're making a pizza
that's a pizza sandwich. If you're any type of open face sandwiches, that's a bullshit. They're
that
not open face sandwiches.
No
those
one
are
wants
toasts.
That.
Avocado toast.
Yes.
They're like bruschetta, all that stuff. Those are toasts. until you put the other piece of bread on top of it.
We weren't even going to go into this, and now this is the best conversation we've ever had.
I'm just saying, I will. Oh, I'm so
Star
heated.
Will fight you.
Okay,
about
well, I'm going to throw a Ooh. Wild card in there. What about a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell?
I've been thinking about that Ooh. Too. I have thought about it. It's one piece of tortilla. It's really big. It's closer to the burrito than it is a sandwich.
Wait, is it one though? Because I thought it was two. I thought that,
I think it is one wrap.
They have,
it's one big wrap.
It's one wrap.
And they fold right. it in such a way
but
that it,
has,
it folds
but it
into
has
itself.
Another piece of crunchy
it has
inside of it.
Inside of it, not on the outside of it.
Oh my God. Let but us know on the Twitter. Is a Crunchwrap Supreme a sandwich?
God damn it.
No, it's in the inside. If you add chips inside of a burrito, it does not all of a sudden become a sandwich.
You could put two Crunchwrap Supremes, put a burger patty,
yeah,
you got
then
yourself
a
Crunchwrap Supreme burger.
Then that, yeah,
sandwich.
Then that's a sandwich.
It's a burger sandwich.
And I say
I mean,
bread
yeah,
like.
I guess.
And I will give you the shit of bread like things because there are people who try to make sandwiches out of like plantains. Or
we
you have like your
slide.
You have your KFC double down, which I think is an atrocity, but it does exist.
Shout out to Joe Beretta.
Shout out to Joe Beretta.
So I will,
friend of the
I will
podcast.
Give, I personally will give leeway on those because it's like a
shout out
it,
to Lee
it's
Newton.
Acting as a bread.
Well, Lee Newton.
Although I get weird about lettuce wrap, like lettuce being the bread that
oh,
feels
yeah,
weird.
That's
to
weird
me,
to me.
But
too.
That's why I said it has to be bread like. It has to
but
have
lettuce
like,
isn't bread like.
Yeah,
that's
lettuce,
why it's weird, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I won't draw a hard line on that. If someone wants to argue that a KFC Double Down is not a sandwich, I won't fight them on that. I'll be like, you know what? That's fine.
Wait, so is a KFC Double Down, just to be clear, is that two pieces of chicken with a piece of chicken in between it?
I think it is.
No, I think it's just the two chickens.
They just need to leave.
No, it's two chickens with, I think, cheese in the middle of it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's basically like... Like if you just took the inside of a sandwich and then just put it on the outside.
Yeah, and double down on it.
Maybe, you know what? I could maybe make the argument since the chicken is breaded.
Oh.
But
maybe
I don't
want
but I don't want to go down that route because then people are going to be like,
see,
oh,
this sandwich
oh, the
conversation,
bread,
you bring it up with your friends and you're going to have a night. You know? Say, I don't know.
It's
I'm
a whole party.
I'm going out tonight. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm nervous. I have social anxiety. What are you going to bring up?
Our hot dogs.
Sandwiches. And look at this conversation that we've had.
I'm just saying, I know it feels weird. I know it feels weird deep down in your heart when you say, oh, a hot dog is a sandwich. It does feel weird. It just, but when it comes down to it,
yeah.
on the technicality of it all, it is a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I have a question. If a Bang Pinoy says, if you were given the opportunity to write fortune cookies for a day, what would be your... top three quotes or pieces of advice that you put in there. Now, I have something I've always wanted to
oh,
do
yes,
with fortune
I
cookies. I've told you because
yeah.
I'm excited about it. If I get the opportunity to write fortune cookies, I would write like incredibly specific fortune cookies in the sense that I would write like, hey, Louise, that's a nice red shirt today. And then everybody who got it who didn't have you didn't yeah. wasn't named Luis and didn't have a red shirt would be like, what the fuck, okay, whatever. But then the one guy who's named Luis who's wearing a red shirt, I should probably
out.
Say blue shirt because nobody really wears red shirts very much, but yeah, but like wearing like that one person would be like, what the fuck is happening to me? And that would be worth every, and I'd make like, I don't know, like five or six different ones, and so they would, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I don't know
That'd
what I'd write, but I would make sure they were actual fortunes, none of this like
yeah
any...
that is kind of bullshit whenever
yeah,
I get a fortune
it's
cookie
like,
and it's not
like you're a good person. I'm like, that's not a fortune. You're just telling me my personality. I want some like not even guidance because that's not a I want today is going to be a good day. Oh,
yeah.
Or wear a raincoat. It's going to rain. Even if it's sunny as fuck, I'd be like, okay, you know what? That's a fortune. That's a prediction of something to be. Like I want it to be those. I don't like the ones of like, oh, like you're like nice.
I got one of those
like
your friends will look to you for guidance or like you have I don't
beware
know
beware of a blue-eyed man like I
yeah.
want to oh. you know?
Yeah, see that would be great.
That'd be amazing.
But I got one that was like
but I'd also try to give him timeline so it's not like you're freaking out all the time. But like in the next day beware of a blue-eyed man.
Ooh,
and then
I
so
like
it's just
that.
Like within the day and then it could be done.
Yeah. I got that one from Panda and then I got another one from Panda that was exciting things will happen soon. And I was like...
It's a pretty generic one.
Thanks, I guess. Yeah. But
that
guy
had to go home to his wife. Is what had to happen.
It's like, honey,
it's 6 o'clock.
Honey,
I need to go.
Honey, how was work today? What did you do? What did you do?
Oh, I had a shit ton of fortunes I had to write. You know, but...
Give me a little sample?
You're good. Here's another one.
Okay. That one's not too good.
That
the irony of that one not being very good.
I want it to be like clearly like someone's having a fight at home and they just take it out into their fortunes.
Patricia's a bitch.
You're like, today your wife's gonna yell at you and it's not gonna be fun, yeah, and you suck. And like it's kind of like one of those, and you're just like, oh man. Or just like really kind of dark stuff.
Life has
like,
no meaning now that you're married.
Yeah.
Divorce like is in your future. Yeah. Yeah.
But beware of Larry. He will sleep with your wife.
Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah.
Stuff like that where you're just like, God.
And then you're breaking it open when you're in line and you're like looking at it and eating it while you're waiting for your food. And he's like, hi, my name's Larry. I can take your card.
You're just like,
and you're like, you son of a bitch. Leap over the counter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. That's Larry. I don't know why that's Larry's voice, but.
I generally, when I was like, I think middle school or high school, thought like I really wanted that job. I wanted to figure out how you could become the person who writes the fortunes.
Mm.
See, here's what I would do. Oh my God. Okay, so here's what I would do. I would figure out a way to stick the fortunes. Well, you'd have to put them in afterwards anyway.
Yeah.
But I figured out like a sneaky way to do it. And then I would just sit at the counter and look at the person who's getting it and make it very specific to them.
Yes.
Slip it in. That'd be my only job at the restaurant, is just to watch
just
and just to
type
up the fortune, print
cookies,
it out.
Or opened fortune cookies, like, clearly I did not mess with these.
No, I'd have to seal it.
We'd have to get a shrink wrap.
Yeah, so you'd slip it in the thing, and then you'd put it in the little casing, and you'd seal it. And then you'd hand it to them, and then they would take it and be like, that orange chicken is really good, Clarice. I'm glad that you were wearing dragonfly earrings today.
Yes.
And they're like, I
want
to
eat more orange chicken.
Yeah. I'd also try to do the thing where all the fortune cookies say the same thing, but if you could arrange it so that same person always gets the same fortune.
Oh, that'd be
brilliant.
So good.
But not just like something actual that means anything, but just something like inspected by 34. Like they only
yes.
got that. Everybody else would get regular ones, whatever, is watching, but you'd always get like inspected by 34, which now that I wonder if that's. You know what? I took that from a Pete and Pete episode.
It did. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
I'm like trying to go back and I'm like, where did that? Why is that in my
brain?
Why is
that inkling of idea? Yeah.
Yeah, that's from a Pete. In Pete and Pete, he keeps getting the same underwear. And in the underwear, it always says inspected by some number. And the underwear's like, I guess, perfect all the time.
Yeah.
So he's like obsessed with finding this person who's like perfected the inspection thing. And he writes to him, and the guy shows up, and he is literally perfect at everything. And of course, like his dad has like
is
issues.
That the same episode where
it's
like
the barbecue episode?
Yes, the barbecue episode.
Because in it, the guy, his whole deal is like he can eat barbecue chicken without getting messy, and like he eats every little piece of the meat, and it's just the cleanest way to eat the barbecue chicken. And the dad becomes obsessed with trying to eat chicken the same way, and it becomes a gag because it's just so much chicken and so much barbecue sauce, and it's like impossible. And I think by the end of the episode, Pete realizes, he's like, no, eating the chicken in the perfect way is in itself an imperfection,
because
that is not how it should be done.
Yeah.
And you're ruining the experience by not enjoying something being a mess.
That's so deep.
Yeah.
He had a personal crisis.
Yeah, he did. He did. And in the end, I think the inspector like understood that and like bit into the chicken like with his mouth and like got the barbecue sauce on his face, and it was like a thing.
Pete and Pete.
I have no idea what
you're I would rewatch
about.
It if there wasn't so much goddamn content that Netflix is putting down my throat.
Pete and Pete had some.
What is
Pete
and Pete? I don't know what it is.
Pete and Pete is this Nickelodeon show about two brothers named Pete and Pete. One was tall.
That seems. It's efficient, but it seems terribly
confusing.
Two redhead
boys.
Why would you name them?
And it's like
that?
It's about like the this like awkward time.
At least name
like
Pete
one
and
of them,
Peter.
It was Pete and
Pete.
Pete
and Pete. And very 90s, like that grunge style, like, you
one
know.
Was like kind of like just hitting puberty, prepubescent kind of, and the other one was like full on like lanky teenager just trying to figure shit out. And the episodes were always kind of surreal. They had a local, like a small town superhero named Arnie.
Who looked like Waldo.
Yeah, and he just kind of like went around doing cool shit, and the little one, the younger one was like a big fan of him, and then like you could tell around the time when he started outgrowing the local superhero kind of thing. Like, those were part. It was all about, like, just growing up. They had, but I only remember the barbecue inspector one and the Mr. Frosty episode where there was an ice cream man and he had, like a you know, Mr. Frosty cone head thing. And they always were trying to figure out where Mr. Frosty went
after
the
work.
Summer.
Oh.
And because he would only show up during the certain time of year. Oh, yeah, and the pool episode where it's like, who's peeing in the pool?
Yes.
They were simple. It was simple episodes. Simple times. Where you're just like,
there was an ice cream. I was playing soccer in a park this weekend, and there was an ice cream truck that pulled up, and I was expecting ice cream truck music. All of a sudden, Frank Sinatra starts blaring the ice cream truck, and somebody we were with was like, "I have to go get ice cream." So he went over and got ice cream from this Frank Sinatra ice cream truck. Okay, one more question, and this one I'm going to modify, and we're going to go a little deep, real deep. The original question is, what was the first book you ever loved? But we've already talked so much about books this episode, and we always talk about books, and I think it's probably going to be Harry Potter for most of us.
Book I ever loved? Yeah.
So
no, I'll give you a different answer.
Okay, what's your answer for that one?
It's dumb. It's a book called Cat Wings. I remember reading it in second or third grade.
That's so
funny.
And
it's literally about some kittens that were born with wings because their mom was like, had them in like the city and like really wanted her kittens to get away from like this shitty city. And she like wished it so much that when she had kittens, they had wings. And then they flew to like a farm. It's super simple. You read it in like 2 seconds. It's a kid's book.
Yeah.
But it was like these kittens trying to figure out how to like live kind of in the wild, but they could fly. And then eventually like they settled on a farm and like some kids found them and were like really cool with them. And they were like, and I remember the kittens describing the people, like, they call them the hands. Oh. And they're like, oh, these are nice hands. Because they were, like, petting them.
That sounds boring.
It was. It's not, like, anything deep. It's literally a kid's book. I just remember really enjoying the idea. And the art was, like, cute, where it was just like, oh, these kittens have wings. And it was neat for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to make a Snapchat show about that.
Okay, so I'm going to change this question. We're going to go a little deep. So instead of what was the first book you ever loved, who was the first person you thought you ever loved?
Oh.
And if you know what they're doing now, where are they? What are they doing?
Wait, what is it like?
Like crushes?
Like, what's the first person you thought that you were in love with?
I don't know if I want to. Okay.
Like, for Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh. No, I mean, like, somebody you know.
Oh.
Like, somebody, like, personal. You don't have to say their name.
You mean, like, a girl?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It could be a girl. It could be a guy. It could be...
Could be a dog.
I mean, if you're into that.
It's one of those things where I've like blocked out.
I know.
Lot of, like,
that's
my
why.
It's like I've blocked out the feelings of like.
That's why I'm pulling it all back.
Sure I like I buried it and
that's
like.
That's why we're doing
it at
the end of the episode.
I don't like recalling those feelings.
I know. That's why I'm pulling it back. It makes us feel.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, like my high school ex, pretty much. That was.
Yeah. That was the first.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like I'm pretty sure now like I'm. Look on Facebook in a while, but I think he might actually be living in LA, which is weird. But I don't have no reason to contact him.
No, yeah.
But like, I think he became an anthropologist. I think that's his deal. Which is like, okay.
Wait, so what's the question again?
We have just who was that person? Like what and what? I guess like elaborating on like what? Yeah, just like what that was.
Man, this is such a
what happened and you know.
I was saying my ex's betrayal is like what helped. Create my comic for like 12 years, which is also why like I'm done with it because I'm like, oh, I'm over all this shit. Yeah. I'm like, I'm fine.
It was cathartic.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess I have a lot of bitterness.
I mean, mine was high school. It always goes down to high school. It wasn't, I kind of developed a little bit later with the ladies.
Is that how you get the ladies?
Yeah. Hey, ladies.
I want to get some grunge.
You want to get some grunge with the greatest. Because my school was
stars dying.
Come here for a kiss. My school was it was Catholic, and the boys and the girls are separated, and that didn't help my already shy, like, personality.
Yeah.
So I kind of was, you know, afraid to talk to girls when I was younger. So the girl that I liked was in high school pretty much my senior year.
Oh, wow.
And we had graduated from a class of, like, 24. And
that's right. You had a really small
school. I had a really small school. Class. And, I mean, we just had some similarities that I really couldn't connect with the other students and with the other classmates.
It was separated. Was it mixed? Like, how did you?
So, yeah, I mean, when I started getting into high school, they just started a football team. They just started the theater department. They even started like, hey, let's actually start having dances. Oh. So like, you know, lunches, we were separate. We would only meet at the end.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we would meet at the end of day of school, and we would all go to the bench. And
so that sounds so exciting to me. So I feel like that my like if I went to high school that way, all those little moments where you got to see the like it would make honestly it would make boys exciting because when I was in high school boys were gross and dumb and I was just like.
Because the concept,
but if
the
kept, oh, okay. But if they were kept away, yeah. And I didn't know any of those things, they would be way more interesting.
The concept of passing notes was truly a thing of like communication because you would see them.
So
you would see them. Or your lunches would be pretty much back to back, so you would see them going up to lunch,
right.
And you'd be going to lunch, and you'd just see like, oh, I wonder if she's coming. Are they coming? As like, because you would wonder every day if you'd see them, and you'd have some ins with some of the teachers. So you'd be like, hey, Mr. Mulvaney, or hey, can you, you know, pass this note
that
over?
So
and so they would grab the note and pass it to the other girl. And there would be whole note passing conversation. And there was one year where our buildings, our classrooms, were facing each other. So we could see each other through the actual, like, windows. You know, so you go across the courtyard, and there's their class.
Right.
And they're kind of communicating with big signs.
This sounds like – so it sounds – I mean, it's high school. All wearing
uniforms.
Sounds like,
yeah.
Like high school romantic. Like, I was just like, this sounds adorable.
I wish I took the opportunity to take more advantage of it. I was a little scaredy cat, and I was afraid to go to the bench. And everyone else went to the bench.
But I think it's interesting just looking at that as like a concept that, like, even what you're saying about it, that by separating you guys, it made it more
alluring
to do that.
Not, you guys remember what high school boys are like. Y'all are.
Oh, just, yeah. Just, and if it's just us alone, man,
Yeah.
When I was a sophomore.
I hung out with the boys more than the girls, so I was like, you guys are gross. But I was but also, you guys are way more entertaining than the girls.
I don't know if you guys remember, but like grade differences were such a huge deal. And age differences, even like 1 year age difference was so crazy in high school. Now it's not anything.
Now
it's like if somebody graduated the year before me or the year after me, it's like
whatever.
It doesn't matter. But back then, like 7th grade, 8th grade, or like 9th grade to 10th grade was like a huge jump.
But honestly, because the development between just a year would be such a big difference. Like you'd come back from the summer and all of a sudden like, why the fuck are you 2 feet taller than me? Like you were like this tiny thing before.
I've always wanted that. I always wanted to grow up and be like, man, yeah, I'm tall now. But I think I stayed the same height since like 6th grade.
Yeah, me too. But I my sophomore year, I dated a senior. Which was crazy.
Big baller, Spencer.
It was so crazy. And it was the crazy part is that it was also one, somebody that like two friends of mine had been pursuing. I didn't know this for like years. And they were because I hung out with the older group because I was in theater. And they kind of like took me under their wing. And two of them in the theater group, because she was also in the theater group, were like going out for the entire high school. And she did not want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
And then for some, she came into the drama class and
I'm just imagining Spencer going, and then slicking his hair back and just like trying to like.
Laying the
My
move.
Hair was the same as it is now. So.
But I'm just imagining just like Spencer trying to flirt and be cool in high school. And
Here's the thing. I wasn't. That's the weird part is like I was such a weird, like I just had no, I was in the theater class when I met her. So like I didn't have any inhibition and I was just like, hey, what's your name? Because she was in the back while we were watching Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. And she came into the back door and like sat in the back of the room like I used to do when I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And I was a sophomore now and it's like, who is this person coming to sit in the back of the room? And I was like, hey, what? Like, who are you? What do you do? Why are you here? And she was like, oh, I'm just here to watch Into the Woods because I love it and it's on my lunch. And then we just started talking and then we started dating. And then people were like, wait, she's a senior. And I was like, she's a senior? Like, I had no idea. We didn't even talk about it. So it was just one of those weird things. And then she was also the daughter of one of the teachers.
I was gonna say, I'm like, what did your parents think about this?
Well, okay, so she was like, an art history major now or something, and she's crazy, like smarter than anyone I know. Like, she has a PhD, she's going for a PhD now. She's just like crazy fucking smart, just ridiculously smart. And so they were. I mean, it was just like it was a smart. It was, you know, a person that was like smart and fine and just a normal person, but they didn't even know that she was a senior until we were already boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, she's a senior. Yeah. But it was just like a weird scenario where we didn't even...
You didn't address it.
No, and it was just normal. But
like people outside of high school.
Right, right, exactly. It felt like, and that's my first introduction, like, oh, people are just
people.
People. Yeah. Like it didn't feel like, because everybody else before that, they were older. And so
I know if I was like, if I was a parent and I had, it doesn't matter like what the gender of my high school kid is, if they're like, I would, even though like if they're a freshman or sophomore dating a senior, I'd be highly suspect. Like, what is going on?
But I think it's different if it's a girl.
No, it's not. It really is. I would be really? Like, what? At least, because like, when you said that, there was an instinct in my head going, what the fuck is she doing? Like, it was just, it's still, because the maturity levels are so drastic, usually still anyway, that I'm like, is she, my first thought was like, is she using him for something? Or is she being mean? Like, from that. The other way around, too, is also the same thing of like, oh, they're taking, it's always a taking advantage.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't, and I didn't know what the thing, but it was just like, what's the game here? What is that? Like,
it wasn't, it wasn't anything. No, it was just,
but I would be like
no
that with
game.
Any, like, anybody. Like, that's why I was just like,
yeah.
Like, sophomore friend.
Like, it was totally why? Like a weird occurrence. Yeah. It was such a random thing. But the first person that I was, that I felt like I was in love with, it was, I was in fifth grade. Isn't that weird?
Fifth grade.
Wow. Fifth grade. And, we had a, she showed up in class because I went to school with the same people pretty much from my, from kindergarten until I graduated high school.
Yeah, it was
the exact same class. Like we moved
That's
through
even
everything.
Weirder.
And so
usually if that
from
happens,
like,
you don't like the person.
Well, from like kindergarten to fourth grade, we had literally had the exact same kids. And there were a couple kids that transferred in and out. Mm-hmm. But then fifth grade came, and she was a new kid.
Oh, okay.
The new one.
And
the new kid.
I only saw her from, like, across the room, and I was like, I think I'm in love with that person.
Yep.
And then we started talking, and then I gave her, for Valentine's Day, I didn't want her to know that I liked her, so I gave her... a regular Valentine with my name on it, just like a normal one. And then I snuck her an extra one that didn't have my name on it, but said like probably ridiculously cheesy things. And then like this little mirror thing that I don't know where I got. It was like a little like play. It was like a mosaic mirror thing that I got. And I snuck those in there when nobody was looking. And so I was like, she'll never think it's me because like I gave her one.
Yeah. She matched the hand. Oh no, you didn't write on it.
No. Oh no, I wrote on both of them. But
I
wasn't even thinking about handwriting. I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, of course.
I was like literally a child.
Yeah.
But then we got to sixth grade, and that was my terribly awkward stage, like just painfully awkward. Mm-hmm. I looked like an alien. I wore in my yearbook photo. I think I might have said this already, but in my yearbook photo, I was wearing a red Abercrombie sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off.
Oh, you're pulling a Doug Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was real bad. And she dropped in with the cool crowd.
Yeah.
And then, but we hung out
cool
like
crowd.
All of fifth grade. We were like, you know, we hung out. And so that was like cool. And then she went in with the cool crowd.
And
now
you
I
saw
think,
her again.
Yeah. Aww. Now I think she's married and has whatever. She lives in Kids. San Diego or something. I don't know. But yeah, that was the first experience I had. And it was one of those things where you're like, holy shit, wait, what's happening to my brain?
Yeah. I love you. I will do anything to find you. You know?
And we had to line up. We had to line up on the blacktop. And so I would always time, because we basically had to like line up and then we walked to class in a line. So I would always wait until she got there and then I would like come in behind so that I got to stand next to her during
I remember when I go to movies and I was with a girl that I like, we'd have a bucket of popcorn next to us. I just keep my eye open. Anytime she goes for the popcorn,
you go for the popcorn. Yep.
And you do the little hand graze.
Y'all are
you
dicks.
Know? And you're just like, any movement you make, you're beautiful. You know? Like you just, yeah.
But you're in fifth grade, so it's like real awkward.
Yeah. It's really awkward. Like, oh,
see,
our hands touching is going to automatically, like,
yeah, isn't that weird?
Cause us to like fall in love.
I
like,
didn't like anybody, like in school. Cause, like, well, A, I was bullied a lot, so it was kind of like, everyone sucks and I don't trust any of you guys because y'all, like, because people would do the whole I'm nice to you and then, like, flip around. And
yeah.
So, like, I was just like, nobody. And then in high school, the only reason I even started dating, like, my ex-boyfriend was because he was just really persistent. And I wasn't used to that. But the whole time I was just like, what the fuck is your deal? But I guess, like, you're okay.
Yeah.
like you're just, he was just around. And then I was just, like, so.
Burn.
No, here's the thing. Like, we went to summer programs together, all this stuff. He was very smart. He got good grades. So, like, that to me in school was, like, a big deal. Like, it was like, if you're not making good grades.
Yeah.
Because I was making good grades. So you just have to be on that level.
Yeah, hell
I was
yeah.
very picky about that. But. And it was just like, he just pursued. And I'd never really experienced that level of.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think I like him. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll give this a shot. And then it was like one of those things where, like, mind you, we dated for like 3-4 years. But like the turn of like me liking him more, I started liking him more as the relationship progressed. And then it just hit that point where it's like, clearly he stopped. And it started going down.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. I never experienced that before. I didn't think that was possible. I thought, like, once you're in love, like,
that's it.
So it was like a whole mess. And so since, it's been kind of the same thing. My experience with men have just been like, if I pursue, they're just like, the fuck is happening? And if someone pursues me, I'm super not interested.
Yeah.
So, and apparently that's not the social norm dynamic that works. Because whenever I do show an interest, sure enough, it freaks people out. So I have to do this whole weird backwards game of like, all right, how do I get them to know I'm interested without freaking them out? Okay. And it's like, I have to play this dumb game because literally every time I've been like, okay, I'm just going to be like, yeah, I think you're interesting and I like you. They like panic.
Weird.
And I'm like, is this what, why do I have this? And I'm at the back of the level, like, I guess this is my preference, is people who panic. Like, somehow I sense it. And like, yeah, and if someone pursues me, I'm just kind of like, nah, I don't like it at all.
Man.
So I don't know what to do.
I'm going
to
close with this little tidbit. I thought as a child that I always wiped off the seat of the toilet after I got done sitting on it because I thought, if my parts touch the toilet, and then if somebody else's parts touch the toilet, if they would get pregnant. Okay, that's it. That's all we have time for today. I didn't understand how babies were born.
They didn't explain that to you?
Not until later.
Oh, no.
I
was that kid that explained it to everybody in second grade.
Oh.
I knew it since I was like a little kid. Like, my mom was just like, the paluzzi goes in the pompa and then you make a baby. And I was
what?
Like, the fuck?
The paluzzi goes in the pompa?
Yeah.
That is my favorite thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and I was just like,
the cucumber
and
goes
as a
in
kid,
the grapefruit.
I was like,
yeah.
Ew. And she's just like, yep. And I was like, that's gross. And I was like, and she's like, mm-hmm. And she just let that be sit. So I was like, I knew how it worked. And I was just like, I don't think I ever want that to happen. She was very happy as me as a kid thinking, that's great.
Yeah.
Good thing you knew
that's
that.
Fine.
So, yeah. And so in second grade, I was the kid. Like, they were like, my baby. I was like, oh, this and this happens. And everyone was just like, what? I was like, yeah. It's like, it's and I was like, you know, that grown-ups do that. Like, I don't like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand until much later. Okay, that's it. I'm Matt Spencer Stark on Twitter and on Instagram, wherever the fuck you want to find me.
I'm Starlene Hodge on Twitter. Well, not on Twitter. I'm Starlene Hodge. My Instagram is Starlene. My Twitter is StarleneX.
Mm. I'm Luis Gonzalez. I'm Louis12, L-U-W-I-12 on everything. And if you guys love us and just want to wear us on your skin.
All over you.
We have a store on forhumanpeoples.com where you can buy some cool shit.
Somebody just got their t-shirt and they took a picture and they posted it.
It was very cool. I was excited that the shipments are actually coming in.
Yeah.
It does take a little
bit.
You get
a little grunge box if you want a grunge box.
Yeah, I ordered mine, so I'm excited to have some grunge.
Yeah, and if you want to help support the show and help pay back Spencer for all the equipment he bought, it would be great.
We did buy some microphones.
A couple episodes deep, we still haven't paid those off.
And then next week we're going to have a musical guest, hopefully.
Yes.
As long as nothing happens, we'll have a musical guest. And Luis will be gone.
I'll be gone again. I know. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Full of mystery.
That's okay. We'll have four other people on the podcast.
And they're going to be playing music.
And they're going to be playing music. We're going to try this out. We've never done this before, so we're going to try out having
a live band.
Having a live band or having a, what's it called, a jam session with them.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be fun. And so keep your eyes and ears open for that. And
keep your hearts open.
Keep your hearts open.
Mm-hmm.
And go buy Grunchbox.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Raina.
Raina. Money. ate some sandwiches.